Well, sure, long last spring, down on my pumpkin center, farm help was as scarce. I didn't know how I'd get my plowing or haying done. And while I was thinking what I'd do in the matter, fella come along and said he wanted a job. I asked him if he ever worked on a farm. He said no, he'd been a sailor all his life. Well, I hired him, got him to plowing down in the South 40 with the best yoke oxen I had. About a half an hour, I heard some of the awfulest language I ever expect to hear. I went down the field to see what was the matter, and there was that sailor standing out the end of the furrow alongside of them oxen, yelling at him, "Stabbard, you freckle-faced seacook, stabbard." I showed him how to say gee and haul and turn him around, and every little while I could hear him holler, "Haul, port, gee, stabbard." Come dinner time, I rung the dinner bell, and he stayed right out there plowing. I went out and asked him why he didn't come to dinner, and he said he was always piped to grub on 8 bells. Well, sir, I had to run around the neighborhood and borrow 7 other bells and ring all 8 of them to get that darn fool to come to dinner. When he come in, I asked him what he'd done with the oxen, and he said he anchored them out in the harbor till he could get a tug and tow them into port. Well, he couldn't get over being a sailor. He called me captain, and Nancy was a mate, and rest of family was a crew, and that darn fool wanted to put a rudder and a compass on the windmill. Well, sir, he could tell the awfulest lies, that feller. He told me his father was a sailor and was shipwrecked at sea, and what had happened was a lot of islands where nothing but mermaids lived. And when the mermaids seen his father, they all shook dice to see which one of them would marry him. And the queen of all the mermaids won his father and married him, and they had 3 children. 2 of them was fish, and the other one was him. Well, I put up with his sailor talk and his lying till he wanted me to set up nights and slush water again inside the house so he could go to sleep. And right then and there, I discharged that sailor.